because all their boyfriends liked me. It's not my fault. I don't do anything.
I know.
He asked me to slow skate, so I did. Not my problem, girl.
How amazing was the skating rink in middle school?
Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing.
Oh my God, I remember skating to my first boy-girl skate was The End of the Road by Boys to Men. Remember that song? And they had the lights down low and they had the screen so you could see the music video, you know, and like, yeah, skating on, you know, skating to the beat.
I think the slow skate that almost got me killed in middle school was Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins.
What kind of skating ring plays? What?
It was a big song in middle school for me.
When did you go to middle school?
In like 86.
That was 80s?
God, I feel like it was earlier. Groovy Kind of Love was earlier.
I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, I think it.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh my God. So are we recording?
Baby, you
and me. Oh my God, we're recording the whole time.
Got a groovy kind of love. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different song. Okay, well, sorry. What? I was thinking of that song.
What, from Tarzan?
What song is that? No. No. That one song that people play at their weddings. Like a lot of people would like play at their weddings and they walk down the aisle to you. It's from that movie, The Wedding Planner.
Oh, God. It's not The Police, is it? Maybe. Every breath you take.
No, no. It's got the word groovy in it.
Does it?
Girl, I don't know. Look, I just had surgery.
Wedding songs with groovy in them.
All right. So we've got to really record our podcast now. I didn't know we were recording the whole time. I thought she was just testing the sound.
It's the same song, girl.
No.
It has to be. It's the only song that came up.
Sing it.
I just did a few minutes ago.
Do it again.
Oh my God. Baby.
Oh, yes. A lot of people like have that at their weddings.
It's yeah. And they slow skate to it as well.
Only if you want to get your ass beat.
And then redheaded Joy wanted to beat my ass the next day.
Well, she's just mad because she's got red hair.
Mm.
You know, that shit's a hard life.
Well, we've just alienated a big demographic.
That, no, I'm saying she's pissed because that shit's a hard life. I think being a ginger when you're in middle school is probably tough.
Probably. So I wouldn't know.
You know,
I don't have this affliction.
I hope you found your joy. You know,
shit.
No,
I doubt
she
it.
Not?
No. No. Yeah. You know what? I haven't even bothered to try and look, but I have an idea based off of what I saw in middle school where she might be.
Poor Joy. No, it is. I do take some delight in the fact that some of the girls that were not so nice to me, you know, don't live the best lives. It's not awful.
100%. You know what? And you know what? Yes.
But
yes.
Like they never moved away.
It's not okay for me to think that. It's very bad.
You know,
but
they still live in town, and which is totally fine. But you know, it's nice.
I judge people that never left Richmond. Not gonna lie.
A little bit.
You don't leave your hometown. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Well, let's really record our podcast now.
Welcome back to Mother Effer, everybody.
Okay.
We gave Caroline a lot of stuff to use for the beginning.
Yes, we did. So this is going to be an interesting episode because we took off last week because I had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to go in that today because there's just so much to unpack there. But this episode is all about my body, my choice. So
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. We're talking about women's bodies and what we do to them and what the government wants to do to them and what they think they can do to them. And I think just unpacking that, not necessarily from like a political standpoint, but just from like a, I'm a female,
human being,
this is my
standpoint.
Body. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. So this whole episode is about that. So if you're a man listening to this episode today, you're going to get a little edumacation.
Yeah, take notes.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of, before we get into it, there is a man who listens to this podcast. So this
What's
is
his
a,
name?
This is a young man.
Is he single?
He's 23.
Okay, never mind. It's a little too young.
I think he's super young. But I met this young man just after I stopped working as a broadcast reporter, and he was packing groceries at the Publix.
Oh.
And he was just this young little thing. He loved politics, you know, and at Publix, they tend to hire people who are like super extroverted and, you know, they help you with your groceries and stuff. So like every time that I would go, because it was right around the corner from me and I would have Lucas, who was a baby at the time and he loves kids, he would gravitate towards me and he'd help me. He'd walk around the grocery store with me and then he'd take like my bags to my car. So we'd have all this time to talk. Mm-hmm. So his name is Josh. So we just got to know each other, and he was a super young, eager kid. He wanted to go into politics, and he he was so great. So we just stayed in touch, and he became our eldest son, Jack's, like, big brother. So he would, like, come over to the house and hang out and have dinner, and he would take Jack to Karen Wins. They'd go to the movies, you know, and he's just this great kid. So now he's gone to college. He's come back. He's trying to figure out what his next step is, but he is, like, our number one biggest fan.
Thank you.
He is so cute. He told me he went to the beach just recently and had like a super long drive out to Surf City, North Carolina. And it's that drive sucks because it's up this really super long stretch of just nothing. Oh. And so he said he listened to every single one of our podcasts. So he was like, it was what kept me alive. He was like, it was amazing.
I'm so happy.
And like, he's just like this, you know, he's totally not our demographic. And he's single. He's got a penis. He's straight. Okay. You know, it's like all the things that typically I wouldn't expect from
all the things that piss me off.
He is. He's our number one fan. And he sees all of our Instagram stuff. Like, I don't know. You know, look, guys, Beth and I don't love being online.
No.
We just don't. Like, we love you guys and we love doing this, but keeping up with social media is not our favorite thing.
Not.
So, like, we post randomly. You know, whatever. Like, when we're
podcasting. It's like a surprise.
Yes.
Hi. Will they post today? Probably not.
It's a little treat. but he follows us and he sees everything that we do. And then he listens to the podcast and he came over last night to bring me. He was so sweet. He dropped by because he wanted to bring me some chocolates and a Get Well card, which was super, super sweet.
Super cool.
And he sat down and we started talking about the podcast. And he had all these questions about all these things, you know. It was great. So big shout out to Josh, who's listening to this
right now. Thanks for listening, Josh. Yes. That makes my day.
And he's this really cool, really cool kid who I think is going to do great things. He's progressive and he's so smart and he's just, I'm so excited to see
him. Be the change, Josh. Yeah. Be the change.
Yes. So anyways, talking to him about what we're going to talk about today, which is the whole My Body, My Choice Texas abortion ban.
Oh, it's going to, yeah.
Mm-mm. He had a lot to say on that, which was interesting. I always find it really fascinating when a man has opinions about abortion. You know, so like, I just like to hear their perspective. Like, if you're a lawmaker and you're making laws about women's bodies, that's one thing, and I don't want to hear your fucking perspective. But no. Like, to talk to my husband about it or to talk to Josh about it, I think is really interesting to hear. And also, fans, our little mother effers who are listening, since I had surgery, I'm out of breath really easily.
She's lying. She just ran a marathon.
I just orgasmed that I'm really.
Ew! That's what happened. Are you fucking kidding me? Now they're going to think we do it. What is wrong with you?
But that's what it sounds like when I'm up in the mic and I'm like.
I don't want to know what it sounds like that you're.
You don't know
what talking.
Oh, you know what it sounds like.
I don't want to know what it sounds like.
Yours probably sound the same. Aren't you out of breath?
You want me to tape it so we can compare? You're disgusting.
It's terrible. Oh my God. So I'm really out of breath right now. So if you hear me being all like, you know, breathy, and I'm just my
practicing for her new job as a phone sex operator.
Hello. Thank you for subscribing to the Dirty
Now you
phone
just need like a cold.
Now.
You know how your voice gets super sexy when you have a cold? It's
oh
like,
oh my God, like Phoebe. Yes. My sticky, icky shoes. So yeah, so that's what's going on here. So yeah, so Beth, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Texas abortion?
Yeah, let's just dive in.
Okay.
Let's take a head first dive in. Okay. I have very few things politically that I argue about. Like, there are things I believe in, but not things that I'm going to
go to bat for.
It's not that I won't go to bat for them. It's just, it's like the school board thing. Like, right. Yeah, I want my kids to wear a mask, but if I don't have my kids, I'm not going to the board meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Now, if this meeting was about abortion and our rights as women, I would have been there.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I am not a you know, proponent for it. It's not something I would do if it were me in personally, that situation.
Like, personally, you could not have
as an individual.
One. Right.
However, I have never been in that situation.
That's exactly. What
I was so gonna ask. I right. can't even say if that's true.
Right.
If I were to get pregnant right now at 45.
Don't be ashamed.
With a baby, first of all, I'm not close to being in a relationship.
Mm.
So that would be a scandal.
Yeah. In my family. You'd be like a Mary.
Right. And second conception. Of all I can think about is, oh my God, I'll be 55 when they're 10. I'll be 65 when they're 20.
Right, right, right.
It's like, I just have no interest in having kids again at all. But right. I'm preventing that in my own way.
Sure.
So this is my thing.
Okay.
It should be legal because people do get raped and assaulted. And people do have to make hard choices sometimes.
I was just going to say that.
I mean, yes. I know and have read about women who are married and have a family and they get pregnant. And it's like, we can't afford this.
Or they get pregnant and the child is not going to survive
right.
the birth or has incredible defects.
There's a ton of, right, of right. thought that goes into it in some
right.
way.
Right, exactly.
And I just don't understand. Right. Why people who more than likely have no interest in these people's lives, they're not in their lives on a daily basis, need to be involved.
Right, right.
And I firmly agree that they get rid of safe abortions. They're not getting rid of abortions. They're getting rid of safe abortions.
100%.
Totally we're going the coat hanger route again, guys. Right. And that is going to be sad.
Yeah, it's going to be...
In 6 weeks? Are you kidding me?
My God, did you ever know that you were pregnant that early?
No.
No, me neither. No, it was at least 8 or 12. With Benjamin, it was closer to like 15 weeks before I even knew that.
Most of the time, I only knew because I was like, you know, maybe we were trying to get pregnant. I can't remember. Right. But usually it was like, I'm planning on getting shit-faced this weekend. Maybe I should take a pregnancy test first.
Every single time that I have gotten pregnant, the weekend before I found out, I had a fucking blowout. And I'm not sure why. You know, actually, I do know why. We always get pregnant around the same time of the year.
July.
For me, it's like August, September, around my birthday.
Right.
So I would usually have some kind of big blowout. But with Ava, I found out I was pregnant on the day that I was having a big girl sleepover.
Mm.
And we were all supposed to get shit-faced. And I found out that that's morning that bummer. I was pregnant. I should have just taken the test the next day.
I know. But see, that's just it. Somebody's going to write in and but tell us what knew. Horrible people we are for saying that. But I did. I found out I was pregnant with Logan right before I went on a week-long beach trip with Rob and his family.
Right.
Nightmare.
Right, yeah.
You know, yeah, and then I don't remember the rest of my kids. But, mostly it was like, I'm going to test because I had some wine and I don't feel good about it.
Right.
Like, there's just an intuition that you have.
With Ava, it was super early. It was probably 4 or 5 weeks. It was really early. But I just knew. Something felt different. Like, I just... It was so different than with the boys.
Right.
Like, I think it's because I was older and more in tune with my body. And so, like, I realized, like, oh, I've done this 3 times before. This feels eerily similar.
Right.
Like, something's off. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I think maybe I might have a baby in me again.
Yeah, let's check it out.
But it's still very, like, they won't even see you at the hospital until you're 8 weeks.
Right, exactly. So
you don't even have proof except for a pee stick, if you've even taken one before right. you go to the gynecologist. It's just
so I saw
infuriating.
This, I can't remember who said it, but it was on Twitter, and they said, in Texas, they will not require an 8-year-old.
That.
Yeah, and they will not require an 8-year-old to wear a mask, but they will require them to have an abortion.
Yeah, 12-year-old.
Sorry, not to have an abortion. They will require them to have a child.
Right. So if you're 12, you're not required to wear a mask because my body, my choice. But
right.
you know what? We're going to make you, a 12-year-old girl who
right.
probably started her period yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Have a baby.
Right, exactly.
And we all fucking know. Like, I am very passionate about this shit.
Good.
We all know these people are pro-fetus.
Exactly.
They aren't pro-life.
No. Nope.
All they want
nope.
is for this baby to be born because
right.
in their conscious, it's just that they don't sleep at night because other women they don't even know
right.
aren't going to take a baby
right.
to full term.
Right.
Yet when that baby's done, like, pops out, it's like, I can't believe you need welfare. Why do you need the government's help? Why do you need this? Why
right.
do you need that? Adoption's
right.
always an option. It's like, come on.
And that's what they tell. I hear that a lot. adoption, right? Like, just have the baby, just grow it, and
having a baby is traumatic.
But you know what? There are a lot of people who don't adopt babies. There are a lot of kids in the fucking system, mm-hmm. right? And so, and I'm
because
sorry,
they're not the right color, they're not the right age,
exactly. And I'm sorry, but if a fucking 12-year-old is pregnant, it's probably happened under circumstances that were not in her control.
100%.
So do you
she can't consent to have sex at 12. Exactly. That is the law. So why are you making her have a baby she never consented to?
Right. So she was probably
why
raped.
Why can't I go to Texas and find somebody to tell this to?
Right. You can. You can go to Texas.
It just,
let's go.
Like, I avoid that state like the plague.
I feel bad for Austin.
No offense.
I feel like
I have so many friends and
family
like that live
Austin
there.
I feel like Austin should just... you know, like remove itself from Texas. What's that like called? Secede. They need to secede from Texas. Austin is a fucking cool place. It's the food, the music, the people, but it's not representative of Texas as a whole.
Well, it's like Asheville.
Right. Yeah, well, you know.
It's kind of like Asheville in North Carolina.
Yeah. So I, that's yeah, what was killing me is that, you know, when they talk about exactly what you just said, when they talk about having the baby and let's save a baby's life and we're here saving lives and who wants to kill a baby? It's like, nobody wants to fucking kill a baby. But I also am concerned about the woman or the child who is pregnant. What about her? Does she not count? Does her life not count?
Right.
Her, does her emotional,
I mean,
mental health not
girl,
count?
If,
right.
I mean, I know this is an extreme example.
But it's not
but
that.
Carrying
but
a baby at 12.
There's so many. It's, so I can't many imagine. Underage pregnancies. It's not out imagine. There. There are so many underage pregnancies and so many underage pregnancies from within its own family.
Well,
which
can
is
we
horrible.
Just can we just stop with the whole abstinence and abortion is illegal? Like, you're really making it difficult for anybody right. to do anything right.
Right.
Kids are gonna have sex, period. They're just gonna do it because they're dumb.
Right.
And so there's gotta be a middle ground. It's like, okay, you wanna you don't like abortion, fine. Well, then put condoms in classrooms for free or teach real sex education and not like here's where Jesus doesn't want you to touch everyone.
No. I used to go to I used to go to Baptist church and I know this is we're gonna get into that in a minute. But I remember like always we at like youth groups or whatever, you know, if you were you know, we were dancing and they'd always
Jesus.
Yes, leave room for it was the Holy Spirit. Leave room for the Holy Spirit in between you.
Right, because Jesus makes it a three-way because he was a real person.
Right. But see, here's the thing, it's like, you know what? We have our opinions being mm-hmm. progressive women. They have their opinions being conservative, right?
You know, huh.
But here's the thing. It's like, I don't care what your reasons are. I don't care what their reasons are. It's all about choice.
Exactly.
So if you're all about the government not overreaching, because that's a lot of conservatives, a lot of Tea Partiers
right?
are like, the government
don't tread on me.
Don't get in my life. Don't overstep. Don't put your hands in my life. The government shouldn't have this much control. How can you then say, but this,
yeah.
right?
But you know what? Have a baby at 12.
Right. Or you know what? Have a baby that's going to die as soon as it's born.
It should be a decision
you know? Or you
amongst
know what?
The family, and that's
have
it.
Have a baby even though you don't want one. Even if you're healthy. Even if, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's one of my biggest concerns right. is making a woman feel like she needs to have a baby out of guilt. And then that baby's neglected for the rest of its life because their mother never wanted them
exactly.
to begin with.
Right.
And then what are you doing to help that situation?
Right. It's
nothing.
Horrible. No, and it's all, I think, really, truly, like, I don't know if I could have an abortion or not, Beth, because I've never been in that situation either, but I don't ever want to have the choice taken away from
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And that's what's scary, is that we as women don't have choices, but the people who are making these decisions are men who will never understand and never be put in that situation.
And those assholes, Oh, girl.
So let's talk about
the way that this law is set up, people can get put in jail for getting an abortion, driving someone to an abortion, promoting this abortion. What about the dick?
They're encouraging people to snitch.
What about the person? Like, can I snitch on the dick?
Right, exactly. Right,
I can't.
Yes, exactly.
No one cares.
So then, like, you know, if somebody gets accidentally pregnant, is the man held liable for reckless abandonment? Right? No, he's not.
Right? Not at all.
Like, no. So
he should be.
Right. No, but it's the woman, and it's this.
And I'm tired of it. And I saw another meme, and it was like a man could have sex with 100 people, and produce 100 babies, but a woman could have sex with 100 people and still only have one baby within a 12-month period.
Right, right, right.
And in that same 12-month period, a man could actually have 100 babies created.
Yeah, sure. So right, exactly.
Who needs to be sterilized?
Right, exactly. Yes. Who here
is
the problem?
Vasectomies are reversible.
Right.
I mean.
They are. Yeah,
they are.
Some of them are. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it work on some of my friends, but it's... It's amazing to me just how much it is up to us to do it all.
Right, exactly. It's this fucking archaic beliefs that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years that, right. You know, when this is our job as women because we have uteruses and because we carry life and this is our job and it's our obligation to
have
children.
Right, it's like, I bought you dinner so you have sex with me, but right. I don't want to wear a condom because it doesn't feel good for me. And right. So I'm going to come in you and create a life that you have to keep.
Right. And I'm not going to support or help with. Right.
Made all these choices.
Right. Exactly.
For you.
Right. And it's, yeah, exactly.
Forget it. Like, I want to punch someone in the face when I talk about this.
Let's find someone.
In the face.
Let's go find someone. Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, this is it. Like, masks. Yeah. Whatever. I'm upset about it.
Right.
This is the shit that I will fight a bitch about.
Yeah, hard. And that's the whole thing with, like, vaccines and masks, right? So we're talking about my body, my choice, right?
Right.
So
and I totally agree with it.
I would never want to force somebody to get a vaccine that they didn't want, okay? Because
no way.
It is your body, right? And you should be able to choose what you
yes.
put in it.
I agree.
Right? And so that also includes a man's dick, right? So, like, if you,
right.
you know, so, like, I shouldn't have to be able to be forced to have a vaccine. I also shouldn't be able to be forced to have a baby that I don't want to have.
Right.
Right? And so...
That, yeah, especially if it was like, oh, my pullout game is great.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Just, like, I think it just...
I'm just thinking about all these scenarios where men could make babies and then be like, I didn't want this.
Right, exactly. Are you sure it's mine? Right? Oh, my God. Yeah. How can
yes.
you tell? Are you sure? I don't know who you've been with.
How can I tell?
Oh, my God.
Because I only have sex with one person, you dick.
Right, exactly. No, of course. But then I think that's where the hypocrisy of the culture lately is really killing me, is that, you know, people don't want to get vaccines, but then they also want to force people mm-hmm. to have children. And the my body, my choice is absolutely correct, but it's a blanket statement, friends.
Yeah.
It applies across the board.
Across the board. And
not
I
just
agree
what
with
you
it.
Want it to apply to. Right. No, I do too. Right. Exactly.
Well, so it's like I made a comment, and my comment stated, like, I am not a proponent of abortion. It's not something I believe in, but I'm definitely not interested in taking this right away from anyone.
Right.
You know, I also don't think every Christian I meet must be a total QAnon supporter. Like, there
right.
is a middle ground.
Yeah, of course.
And I really wish people would just stop putting their fingers in everyone else's business.
Exactly. No, and I totally agree with you. I have it's really hard for me to say out loud that I'm a Christian because there's certain
right.
connotation in America that goes along with that, which just sucks that they've hijacked that belief system
mm-hmm.
to make it sound like it's, if you're a Christian, you're also a bigot and you're also a racist and you're also pro-life.
Right.
Like, I'm none of those things.
And that's just it. It's like, I'm tired of having to put all of my eggs in one basket.
Right, exactly.
Like,
I totally
there are
agree.
Not, I am not in any way conservative. However,
yeah.
I like my money and I don't want to share it.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm not going to lie.
But like, I also really like
but I want
government programs that
yes.
taxes help fund.
So it's cool. Like, I like my money and I don't want to share it, but I also am not going to lose my mind if every school in the nation all of a sudden gets the same amount of funding.
Or South Carolina actually paves its motherfucking roads. Wouldn't that be nice? Let me tell
you. Well,
you
know what everyone says around here, Jesse. If you don't like it, you can move.
I know.
Because that's easy.
It's how I say. So speaking of eggs in a basket, so, hi.
How's your basket doing?
Not so great. It's got big holes in it. And
it's
somebody
not
ripped
a
Lumber
Burger basket
it's
anymore.
It's really hard. I don't feel good. No, I, so I made the choice to, because it's my body.
Exactly.
My choice. Not my husband's choice. It wasn't even a discussion. We decided that, you know, we're not having any more kids.
Right.
Four kids is enough. Okay.
It is.
We're exhausted.
It is definitely enough.
They're expensive as shit.
100%.
All right. I'm done. I got three boys and my girl. I'm done. Okay. So we were done after three. Shit. But Renko would not have a vasectomy. He was too scared and he kept putting it off and putting it off. But now we have Ava. I have my girl, so I'm happy and she's lovely and she's actually just my partner in crime. I'm obsessed with her. But we decided we're done. So my husband, like I said, was so afraid to have a vasectomy. He kept making appointments all through 2020. Make an appointment, cancel it. Make an appointment, cancel it. And so I was like, you know what? This is what we're doing, fucker. All right. I need to get my bladder teched up because after four kids, my pelvic floor is destroyed. Mm-hmm. And I was literally like if I wasn't just peeing on myself when I sneezed or whatever, like my bladder, I would just pee on myself. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible.
There was no stopping it.
No. It's
like
awful.
If you held it too long and you're like, I got to go and you stood up.
Nope.
There it goes.
It's like your water broke. It's terrible. And so I knew that I needed to get that done because I tried pelvic floor therapy. It was not for me. It did
you
not.
You didn't like playing the video games with your badge?
I don't like, no, I don't like having to work those muscles and do it every morning. And like, I just don't have that time.
You don't have time for diet and exercise? Me either.
No! No! And so I absolutely not. And it does work for some people, and that's awesome, but it was just not for me. And I decided I would rather have surgery and be done with it in a couple weeks than have to work for 6 months on my Kegels and all that. So,
And still be fertile.
Right, yes. Well, see, that was the thing. So he wouldn't get a vasectomy. And so I was like, all right, this is what's happening. I have to get this bladder shit done anyway. I will get my tubes tied. But you're taking a fucking week off of work, a whole week. And I'm not doing shit. All right? I'm going to sit in that bed. I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to read my books. I'm going to sit in the lap of luxury, friend. And you are going to do everything.
Everything.
He was like, okay, at the time, you know, that's fine. No, that's, you know, because that's how afraid he was. He kept watching all those YouTube videos of vasectomies gone wrong.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, dude, I have grown and birthed three children for you.
Do you know how many times that goes wrong?
Right. But you know what?
Men are such pussies.
I was so I was so eager to have a break that I was willing to go under the knife.
Yeah.
To get
we
it.
Talked about that. Like, I was kind of jealous. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
So, we will there's this thing that I was researching called the mom hospital fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it's when mothers are so fucking burnt out that we would trade having our bodies cut into for a break, for a hospital stay where you're alone, where you get nurses. To eat, right? You get to eat what you want. You get to watch what you want.
Someone
sleep
else
when
is
you
wiping
want.
Your butt.
Yeah, right? And it's it sounds so nice. Like you don't even think about the pain and the recovery and
right.
the mental impact that it has on you and physical impact. All you're thinking about is the alone time.
Yeah.
Because we're so burnt out from doing everything, from being everything to everyone every fucking day.
I think about the beauty sleep you get when they put you out. Like, that's what I look forward to.
So I wasn't even out for that long. Yeah. But so I talked to my husband. I said, this is what we're going to do. And he was like, okay, that's fine. Let's do it. So now the time comes. I had my, you know, meeting with my surgeon. We talked about what we're going to do. She thought it was a good plan. She said, yes, we'll do the tubes all at once and the bladder. Let's just get it all done while we're in there. So then the morning of, we had to show up at the hospital. This was last week. We had to be there at 5. So we had to get up at 4 and drive over there. And so we get in, and I have to give a shout out to my nurse. I think her name was Brittany. I can't remember now because of the haze from the anesthesia. She, oh my God. I
love a good nurse.
She's our age. Fucking amazing.
Your
single
age.
Mom. Well, I don't know. She's somewhere between 30s and 40s. I didn't ask. But generally. Single mom. She's divorcing this douche that she's been married to. She's like super empowered. She's this fucking nurse. She's out there on the front lines like all the healthcare workers are right now. And she's amazing. We're talking about how our kids are assholes. We're talking about all, you know, just all the things that
did you tell her about our podcast?
I did. She brought her phone over to me so I could find it so she could subscribe to
That's
it.
That's awesome.
So like she
thanks, Brittany.
Yeah. So she's like, she's amazing. As soon as I like, you know me, I don't hold anything back.
No.
This is all what you see is what you get all the time. So I was very, and you know, Ranko loves it. He thinks it's amusing. But you know, like I'm talking to her about how I called my kid an asshole before he went out to school the other day because he was being an asshole. And yeah. I was like, you don't need to act like this. Quit being an asshole. She thought it was hilarious. I guess not a lot of people talk to her that way. And so then I started talking to her about our podcast and she was so excited. And she's got a son, one son who she absolutely loves and he's awesome. And they're like the best of friends. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's just not at that place yet where she's calling him an asshole, which is totally fine.
Oh, how old is
but
he?
I don't remember, like 9 or 10.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But
they still love each other.
But she gets, like we talked about the mom burnout, right? Mm-hmm. And we just got into so many things. She was amazing. Amazing, amazing. I love a good fucking nurse.
Yeah, they make a big difference.
Yeah. So big, huge shout out to her because she just made the whole experience fun, which is weird to say. But like the whole like.
It was probably more relaxing knowing that you were taken care of.
She was awesome. She was awesome. So I did subscribe her to our podcast. So she was super excited about that. She was listening to it on our way home. So the surgeon comes in and is like, so here's the thing. She was like, I think that we should just take your entire fallopian tube system out.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that what you wanted to do? Like, didn't you tell me beforehand? You were like, why don't you just get rid of all of it?
Well, so they left my uterus. But, like, that's what I was like.
Listen, yeah. I'm a woman of 45, and I do just not understand how the woman's body works. But they're all connected.
So I have a high familial history of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had talked about that at previous appointments with her. They go over your family history, all that. And so she said, if we take out the tubes altogether, your risk of ovarian cancer is dramatically lowered.
Great. Like, I would have been on board.
Yes. So I was like, yes, let's do it. Let's get in there. So in order to do that, so I signed off on it. That was totally fine. So, you know, they wheel me off. I pass out. So I guess they had to, whenever you have laparoscopic surgery, they fill you with gas.
Oh, yeah, girl. You didn't know that?
Dude.
I forgot to tell you.
It's fucking horrible.
It is the worst pain you will ever feel
it's
in your life.
Oh, my God. It's worse than my incision pain. So
it is.
So
it really is.
In order to actually, like, they didn't just tie off or burn the tubes. They removed them completely. Yeah. So they had to fill me up with a lot of gas because she had to have a lot of room to work around.
Right. So you're like the girl from Willy Wonka, like the blueberry.
Yeah, exactly. Violet, you're turning violet. Yes, right. That was me. So they take everything out.
Awesome.
Then they go to do my bladder. And she'd asked me in our previous appointments, do you have an overactive bladder? And I was like, well, I don't think so. Like, I just know that I leak because I've had 4 kids. And so that's what they assume when they went in.
Did they do any like pre-tests where they fill your bladder up until you can't feel it anymore?
No.
They didn't do any of that.
They did some testing, but not that testing. Mm, but yeah, so they did some other kind of testing where I basically had to pee on her, but you know, it wasn't like, Okay. Where she's like, it's like a pap smear, you know, where her face is all up in your junk and then you pee.
That's when they say you could benefit from the surgery and then you go to the...
Right.
Urologist, and what they did for me is they filled my bladder up with water until I couldn't hold it anymore. It was awful.
Oh, no.
But that's how they could tell if it was overactive or if it was just normal.
No. Oh, weird. Well, they got in there, and she said I could barely touch, she told this to Ranko, barely touch your wife's bladder, and it would like
spasm.
Right, and leak out, like squirt out.
Don't say that. Don't be gross.
It was like one of those like sponges, you know, where it like absorbs so much and then you touch it, tap it basically, and it just like.
It's like I'm just envisioning some kind of sea creature.
Exactly, like a sea urchin or something. Right. Like, exactly. That's exactly what it was. So she said it was.
This makes me laugh just watching her touch it. It's like,
but guess what? I'm laughing and not peeing on myself.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
It's worth it.
Amazing. So, but she got in there and the work was just a lot more extensive because now where she was going to place a sling, she does so many of these, right? Like hundreds and hundreds a year. So she knew what she needed to get in there and do, but now she had to reposition it because my bladder was overactive. And so she was just in there a lot longer, and the whole tube removal thing and the sling is tighter than she expected it would need to be. And so, so she explained all this to Ranko.
I hope he took notes.
He did. And they sent us home with a shit ton of discharge information. But yeah, so, you know, I did this knowing that, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to get cut into. I have 4 incisions, 1 through my belly button, 2 on each side for the tubes, and then 1 in the vag, because that's how they do the bladder sling.
I knew.
Yeah. So
did they pack you with a king size sheet?
I don't remember that part. They did, but I don't remember them taking it out. Ranko does, but I don't remember that part.
It's like, wow.
But I did come home with a catheter that I had to wear for 5 days.
Ooh, girl, I only had to do that for 1 day.
It was horrible.
I hope Ranko appreciated helping you out with that.
So he was amazing. I have to give a huge shout out. I talk about Ranko a lot. He's amazing. Being a caretaker is hard, especially when you have 4 kids, right? And a partner who was like, I mean, I was in a fuck ton of pain. I couldn't walk by myself. I couldn't breathe by myself. I couldn't. I was totally inept, right? Mm-hmm. And so he had to do everything for me. And not only that, but I had caught a virus from one of my kids. So I came home and was in a fuck ton of pain from the surgery. The catheter hurt.
It doesn't feel nice.
It was really uncomfortable. And I feel like I'm going to throw up. Not just from the anesthesia, but because I had caught some virus. I had a fever.
Oh, man.
I felt like I was going to throw up. You know what it felt like? It felt like the first trimester of pregnancy.
Ugh.
Right. I was exhausted. I was queasy, but wasn't vomiting.
But you don't think it was from the surgery? Because now I'm like, when you took your ovaries out, is this your body adjusting to
not having
this?
No, they did not take my ovaries out. They just took out my tubes. So my doctor said explicitly.
Again, I'm a 45-year-old woman. I do not know how the woman's body works. What the fuck is wrong with me? I need to give myself sex ed again.
Let's get an anatomy.
Can we get a picture of the human body?
Let's pull down
the screen. I'm going to take a look. I'm looking up.
So,
lady stuff.
So my doctor said, because I told her, I said, I'm on birth control for my hormonal regulation. Is the tubal removal going to affect my hormones? She said, absolutely 100% no. Okay, so you still have your ovaries. That's what is going to control your hormones, not your tubes. So.
Okay, so.
She really pulled it up, y'all.
I did.
Okay. All right. So let's
look
at it.
You just got rid of this stuff.
Correct.
So these brain looking things are attached still to your this.
So what carries the eggs to the uterus is now gone. Those fallopian tubes.
So what happens to the eggs? They just like float out into the oblivion?
I am not sure yet.
That's a question I would ask. Like, are you just like a fish now with a bunch of eggs in you?
I just don't know. I just didn't. Right,
you know what?
I don't know.
That's not a surprise.
I just don't know what's happening. So, oh my God. I just don't understand.
It looks. I got to figure out this.
Okay, but how I knew I didn't, it wasn't just the surgery, it was a virus, is because Ava had it. So Ava was sick at the same time that I was sick and recovering. So Ranko had a little tiny toddler who was, I mean, Ava had like 104 fever. She was really sick. She's cutting 4 teeth and she had this virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, and Lucas had come home a week before not feeling well either. So I was like, all right, something's going around our house. I felt like, like I was in my first trimester of pregnancy. It was that kind of sickness, you know, where you're just like, nothing sounds good to eat. I'm queasy. I'm exhausted. Like, you just feel like shit. And that's exactly what it felt like. So here I am thinking, okay, so the first few days are fine because I'm so out of it and I'm hopped up on pain meds.
Nice.
That I was able to just like focus on just like nothing. So then, but then really like over the next couple days when I started to come out of that haze and I'm not well enough to do anything, go anywhere or help anyone, but I'm well enough that I'm conscious of what's going on around me. It fucking sucks.
Right.
So you're recovering at home and you're in your bed and you can hear everything that's going on outside of your room in your house. Mm-hmm. And you hear the screaming and you hear the yelling and you hear what your husband's saying. You're like, no, not that way. God, no. And like, you can just. You hear life going on outside of your room that you can't do anything about. And it did not allow me to relax. I couldn't relax.
Why didn't you put a pair of headphones on?
Because any sort of digital interaction made me sick. I was able to be on the phone for a little bit and then I felt nauseous.
Well, what about just putting them in your ear? Like earplugs?
I don't have any earplugs. And to be honest
with you. Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
To be honest with you, at that point, I was so out of it. still. Like, I wasn't able, I don't know, I was just wasn't thinking straight. Like, I was in so much pain still. They only gave you enough pain pills for, like, 2 days,
That's because you get addicted to them.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. It's a problem in America, apparently.
It is, a little bit. So, I was on ibuprofen, you know, and so it dulled the pain, but it didn't take it away.
No.
But, like, you know, you hear life going on around you, you're not able to really relax. So, it's not really a break. And you're in pain. And, you know, I'm trying, it's not like I can just eat what I want and watch TV and read books because I feel like shit. You mm-hmm. know, it's not like I could just enjoy this time off.
So you would have preferred to have had that week in the hospital.
Right, but because of COVID.
And because it's an outpatient procedure.
Right, yeah.
Which sucks. I mean, really, that's the whole point.
I could have definitely had a couple days in the hospital after that shit, for sure. Yeah,
would have been nice. But yeah, you're right, COVID fucked that up all to hell.
So, ladies, what I'm saying is it's a fantasy.
Bottom line, it's not worth it unless you really want to stop pissing on yourself.
Or you really don't want to have kids. I mean, it's surgery. Like, it's surgery. You know, and I didn't think about that part.
All so now that you've gone through it, though, I want to know, like, does Ranko wish he had just nutted up and gone to the vasectomy guy? Because then it would have been like a weekend with peas on his butt, on his balls,
right?
And he wouldn't have had to deal with all the bullshit.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't have had to deal with all the bullshit.
I know, right? That's exactly what it was. It's hearing all the chaos and you not being able to do a fucking thing about it, but at the same time not being able to relinquish control. Like, I should have been like, I really can't get out of bed. I really can't help right now, so I should just tune it out, not care, because I can't. Nope, don't do. Nope,
bring it. I don't think that happens to women until they turn 40. You've got a few more years. Once you turn 40, it's like, I don't give a shit.
Really?
Okay. Oh yeah. No. I mean, my kids don't ever see me anymore. I'm in the same house as them, but I'm usually like hiding in my room.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Bullet journaling, reading, watching a show, having a snack that I've hid in my room that they can't find. That's nice. And then they'll bust in. They're like, how you doing, Mom? I'm like, I'm great. How are you guys? Bye. We're fine. Right. You know, they're probably talking to strangers on the internet.
Yeah. Possibly. Or your creepy son. Who?
Right. He's not. He isn't actually creepy. He just looks creepy. I need him to shave his face. I need them both to shave their faces.
I'll hold him down. I'll pin him down. Or Ranko can pin him down and you can shave him.
I just need to talk to their dad and be like, can you just show them how to do this again? Because
right, exactly, it's just not a right look.
It just doesn't look
good.
It's just
scary. It looks scaring dirty. Children.
Like, it's not a real mustache. It's just that pubescent mustache.
No,
that just, you remember that guy?
Yes.
You didn't want to date that guy.
No, but he has a girlfriend.
Yep.
I don't know.
He
how.
Does. Very
so,
nice girl.
So too. Yeah. So the hospital fantasy is not the fantasy that I thought it would be. I did not get to relax. I did not get to. I mean, I'm still having a really hard time. It's been a week and a half, and I'm still hurting.
It's not long. It's a 6-week recovery time.
Yeah, man. I'm like, it does feel like postpartum. We know where your whole torso is.
Where it feels like your body's going to fall out of your vagina?
Not necessarily that, but like my whole torso is.
Caroline
weak.
Knows what I'm talking about. I saw her nodding her head.
Yes.
There's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. It's, No, my core is still really, really weak. I'm still hurting.
You're like, I did this, so I didn't have to do exercise.
Right. I still have to sexually gratify my husband. I did not want to do a week and a half in. I can't have sex with him, but that just means I have to put extra work into doing other things.
Why?
Right? And so
why? Okay, I'm going to talk about something right effing now. I saw this on the TikTok the other day.
Oh, on the TikTok. Okay.
And it was a guy, and he was telling a story about how he overheard his friend that's a girl, talking to her boyfriend.
Okay.
And he was telling her, she was telling her boyfriend, I'm on my period.
Right.
Right? And he's like, well, your mouth still works.
Oh!
And he heard what he said to her friend. His girlfriend.
Right, yeah.
And was appalled. He's like, what?
Right.
And that's just it. It's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Thank you.
Literally.
Oh, my God.
You got two hands. Have a good day.
That's what my girlfriend Crystal said. She was like, tell him to go get some Pornhub and take care of himself.
Go get him a fleshlight.
Right. Yeah. You'd be
they
fine.
They make them.
Yeah. I know. No. When we had a bunch of sex beforehand, before the surgery, to, like, get him all, like, get him what he needed. before.
That was risky business, girl.
Because I can't have sex for 6 weeks, which I was thrilled about.
Oh, my God. Is it going to kill him? Is he going to die from not having sex?
Well, apparently, because it's fucking a week in, and he's like, you know, the rubbing and the hey, baby. Right? And the slight, subtle, oh my passive God. Touches.
Like, I'm getting so upset about it.
Yes.
I'm so upset about it.
It was awful. And I fucking look over at him. I'm like, do you know what I just fucking went through? Because you wouldn't have a goddamn vasectomy.
You couldn't grow a pair.
Right. Get the fuck off.
Right. This is, you know what? If you didn't want to have to deal with this, you could have just gotten the cut.
But then it's the pouting. And it's the, it's so, oh my God. Fucking pouting, Beth. I just want to.
I'm mad at my imaginary husband right now. Yes, I'm upset. I just want to
punch him. Yeah, it's terrible. So it was the pouting and it was the passive aggressive anger.
Who wants a blowjob?
Right.
From a wife who's been pouted to.
It's terrible.
Like, you're not going to be into it.
Right. No.
It's not going to be your A game.
It's horrible. No. It's so terrible. And I'm like, dude, it's not like it's been weeks and weeks. It's not like it's the end of the 6 weeks.
I'm ordering a Fleshlight from Amazon and delivering it to your house.
Just make sure the kids don't open the box.
They will. Discreet packaging.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it turn on?
I know.
There's no light in this cavern.
I know. Hello.
Hey, you know what? Hello. You could just talk dirty to him while he does all the work. That's not hard.
It's not hard, but it's really uncomfortable. And I'm just like sitting there and I'm like,
6 weeks.
I'm like looking over at him. I'm like, is that what you look like when you do that in secret? Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, this is real. I don't want to look at you while you do that. I don't want to, like, you know, like,
I'm dead. Just,
it's super I'm uncomfortable. Dead. No, but it's like, I could get it if it was the end of the 6 weeks.
No, it needs to be 6 weeks plus 3 days now. But every day he pouts, you add a day. Add it.
Exactly. But like, I think I would be more understanding if it was the end of the healing period and he was like, all right, like, come on, let's do a little something.
Uh-uh.
But it was not bad. It was like 9 days after. And I'm just like, really? Really? Can you not just give me some fucking space to heal? And that worked a couple of times where I really guilted him hard. And I was like, you have no idea what I just went through. You helped me take the catheter out of my vagina.
Yeah. How is he interested in having sex?
Well, we couldn't have sex, but, you know, of course, there was other options.
Yeah, but he actually did that. It's like, oh, I'm turned on. Let me stick my dick in you.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to fool around with you because I'm still in pain. I don't want you to touch me because it hurts. Like, even if you graze my vag or the incisions that are close to my pubic bone, like, it hurts. Like, I'm not going to get any pleasure out of this because I can barely sneeze without hurting. If I orgasm, it's going to fucking be painful. And that's PTSD shit right there. I'm never going to want to orgasm again. You know?
Like, surprise. So. You're not going to ever again.
So I was just, oh my God. So
I'm doing it. I swear to God, I'm doing it. I'm ordering it.
I love you so much. Do it. But address it to Rank. Make it a gift. You should have a gift card.
I will.
Okay.
I'm going to have it wrapped.
Right? Do it. Oh,
I'm going to wrap it. Be like, here's your life for the next. We've just added a whole week, so you just start over.
Right.
Here is your.
Yes. Yes. I love it. It's like a post-surgery gift, you know. People brought me chocolates and nice scented things. And
Rank was like, what about me? I'm like, I got you, boo. Here's a fake vagina to fuck while your wife is recovering.
But how many women out there can relate to this shit where your husbands are just whining and bitching?
Every one of us. Because after
bitching.
You have a baby, it's like, can I get down that hallway now? It's like, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No.
It's horrible, right?
Get away from me.
No, it's so terrible. So, yeah. The whole my body, my choice thing got really fucked over in that situation.
Yeah, well, that was one of those things. You made the choice and it happened. And
oh my God.
Recovery from any surgery is very difficult and it takes a long time.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah.
It is true. As moms, especially, it's like, oh, that time off though, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I really was hoping to stay in the hospital, but it was an outpatient procedure.
See, I think that's the thing. If you can have a hospital stay, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not. And so, and I can't hold Ava, which sucks. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't get why. And
it's going to be okay. She's not going to remember.
I know. But she has, I mean, I have to say, Ranko, besides the whole, you know, shtick that we just laid out of him being, you know, very needy.
He needs to go to
He did a great therapy. Job this week, and he kept his shit together, and he kept everyone else's shit together, and he kept me healthy, and he did pull out that nasty-ass catheter, which was painful and not fun for anybody, and he helped me dump the pee out of the catheter bag, and he, you know, was so excited when I peed on my own for the first time, you know, my little cheerleader, and, you know, like,
that was give that man deal. A blowjob.
He took care of everybody this week. That's what you deserve, baby. I don't care if I just had major surgery.
Right.
Parts of my body were removed, never to be replaced again.
Never.
No. But it is kind of a weird feeling now that technically I'm sterile. Like, and I can never have another child ever. And that was my choice, and I don't want to have any more kids. But it's kind of a, I don't know, I almost feel like I'm in a new phase of my life now.
Well, it's like being excited to get married, and then you actually get married. It's like, well, this is forever.
Right.
And so you...
Or is it?
Or is right. it? I guess it. Sometimes it's not. Yeah. And
but
you can't reverse this part. You can't reverse it. But you do. I know I don't want to have any more kids. But
yeah.
Making that final choice is... It is. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. So I kind of feel like I'm in a new stage of my life now, which is a little scary.
You're in the best stage of your life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, tell me. Why?
I'm not lying to you. You're on the best stage. Like, this is now, you've taken back your ownership. Like, you own yourself again.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get you pregnant. Because you don't want to be.
Yep.
You know, you're now you can focus on moving forward and not having that scary moment where it's like, oh.
But maybe that's the scary part is that I've wrapped so much of my identity in being a mom.
It is.
But now that's, I mean, it's not that part's over. Obviously, I still have to raise them.
Oh, it's forever.
But, you know, it's like, okay, well now.
Now what am I?
Right. Yes.
Well, I have to tell you, this is a complete weird segue, but I have been meeting with Keisha, who was on our show.
Oh,
and
she's amazing.
She and I meet every Friday, and her movement is called the No Lack Movement.
Okay.
And it's hashtag No Lack. And she's like, every morning when you wake up and you don't feel like starting your day, you just be like, I do not lack. And you get out of bed and you just say, I got up, I took a shower, here are all my wins. And...
Is it working?
It is working.
Really?
It is working, and I love it. But what she says, she's like, we're going to talk about who Beth is. Who is Beth?
What? So she's your, she's
my therapist and my financial advisor.
I was going to ask you, okay, so like, I love this about her.
That's how she does it. That's right. Why it's so great. Like,
she's like a coach.
She goes right in, and she's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Why do you spend so much money on DoorDash? What is your problem?
Actually,
before we get into the financial, she's like, tell me about you and how you work and why you are the way you are.
Yeah.
And it was like,
it's the coaching part, right?
Yeah, I'm going to one of her seminars next weekend. I
can't you wait. Bought a ticket.
I did.
I'm the one who, that's so exciting. So I run all her social media. She's a client of mine. And so I'm the one who promoted that on
social
media.
Well, I bought a ticket, girl.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Are you going?
No, probably not. No.
Never.
No, I have a wedding to perform. I'm an officiant, so I have a wedding to perform that day.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a valid account.
Well, I'm going.
Yes. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great seminar. And I think to have more women who are financially literate is going to be a good thing because eventually we're going to need to take over the world. We need to know what to, you know, the fuck to do with our money and how to, you know, be good with it.
How to stop making orders on DoorDash.
Piss poor decisions. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I made my own stir fry last night.
How did it go? Was it good?
It was delicious.
Right, okay.
I'm the only one that ate it.
See, no, that's like, the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Eddie had cereal.
Yes.
Harrison didn't eat. Logan took some but didn't finish it.
Because I'm so
and Mary
glad.
Mary Jane wasn't home.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one. Okay.
But I still made it because I wanted it.
Yes. Yes.
And so now I'll have it for lunch.
I am so fucking tired of cooking four meals for four different people.
Mm-hmm. Eddie was like, can you make mac and cheese for me? And I said, no.
Right?
I said, if you want to make yourself a sandwich or you want to make yourself a bowl of cereal,
yep.
you go right ahead.
Ranko,
but I am not making something different.
Ranko's so good at that. Ranko was like, this is what's being made. If you don't like it, figure something else out.
That's something Keisha told me too. She's like, it's okay to say no.
Yes.
And you don't have to explain why.
Oh my God. That's so powerful.
It's changed my life.
Keisha, she's a financial coach. She's a therapist.
KKS
financial. Audit Financial. Yeah, she's amazing. She is amazing. We need to have her back here.
Yes.
Right? So she can
movement,
really.
No lack.
The no lack movement.
Mm-hmm.
See, and as I do marketing on social media, That's why I hate to do our social media, because I have to do it for so many other people. I really don't want to have to do it
and
for
I can't too. Do it, right? Because I am not a marketing person.
But, you know, I've really enjoyed having her as a client, because she is not... When you think about finances, it sounds really sterile and boring, but she makes it so fun.
So great.
She's got so much life and passion, and she's hilarious. Like, I take her to networking events with me, and I don't have to hold her hand. She's off running.
Oh, that's great.
She is meeting all kinds of people. You can hear her laugh from across the way. Like, she's just so full of life, and she makes it so you want to change.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I have to create a budget. Oh,
it's like another thing, like, I'm going to throw money at and see if I can make a change. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can't. You absolutely fucking can do it. All right. So I think we need to wrap this up, because it's been a long one. But
you're welcome.
Yes. We're sorry that
I hope you've made it to Sheboygan. You're driving to,
because this is a long one. Yes. So, well, we had a lot to unpack, and we didn't see each other, and Beth and I really try, we're very good friends and we love each other dearly, but yes, we try not to talk in between podcast recordings.
We don't check in,
so we can really talk about it,
just verbally vomit, yes, all over each
exactly.
other
exactly, and get our reactions in real time.
Real
so
time.
Even when she comes to record, we try not to talk to
we
each
just
other
stare until... at each other uncomfortably on the couch and watch Coco Melon. It's really weird.
I know. It's like when I look over at you and I have things I really want to say to you, and I'm like,
Caroline shows up and starts talking. We're like,
shh. we can't talk. We're wasting all our good content. But we love you guys. We're so happy that you're here with us. Truly,
thanks for listening.
Yes, and if you want to follow us on social media, you can. You know.
Yeah.
We don't
maybe
post
I'll post
here.
This week. I don't know.
I posted something about us recording. Oh, yeah. So, okay. You know, there's
well,
a
then
new
we've
post
posted for the week.
Good. There you go. But we, you know, just tell your friends about us. Just, you know, get people to follow us. Just that's
give us
what's
a
important.
Review on iTunes or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're right. Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts. Yeah,
I love
that
reading
matters
them.
Too. Yeah.
And just, you know, you can even say these girls are pieces of shit. I don't care. I'll love reading it. Oh, I might respond.
It's okay, because we know it's not true. We're lovely, so that's all right. But we do appreciate you guys. So I guess we'll see you next week.
Heck yeah, we will.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.